Blog Talk Radio.
On the hood of your car with your favorite friends or your favorite girlfriends or even your friend's favorite girlfriend, and no worries. So sit back and have a cold one as we take you back to the days where you really legally could not have a cold one. That, of course, was Poison with Nothing But a Good Time, and everyone knows the story of Poison. They started out in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, as Paris, left for L.A., shot to the top with the four members, original members, Bobby Dahl, Brett Michaels, Ricky Rocket, and CeCe DeVille. Over the years, the only change that they made was CeCe DeVille was kicked out of the band for a short time for drug and alcohol abuse, replaced by, of course, Richie Kotzen for the one album, Native Tongue. Kotzen was kicked out of the band shortly after that for having an affair with Ricky Rocket, the drummer, Ricky Rocket's fiance. He was replaced by Blue Sacramento for one album. That, like I said, just lasted one album when they turned around and realized they needed CeCe back. got him back, and now the guys are still together today, touring throughout the USA, and been through three seasons of Brett's Rock of Love on VH1. This next band is named after the Japanese name for, actually the code name for the attack used by the Japanese Navy during their attack on Pearl Harbor, Tora Tora. This band was formed in Memphis, Tennessee in 1985. They were pretty popular at one point, kind of died out towards the mid-80s. In 1989, they came out with this song, which was actually probably their most popular song, Walking Shoes, off of their album Surprise Attack. This is Tora Tora. Tora Tora with Walking Shoes. Believe it or not, even though the band went through some tough times together in the late 80s, early 90s, they are still together, playing the epitome of the hair metal festival today, Rocklahoma, 2009. This next band, I want to say what we're trying to do here is we're trying to walk you back through to some of the bands that may not have been as popular as Poison or Rat, Warrant, Def Leppard, bringing the Backstreets into some of the bands that you heard back then. You sat on your hood, you liked the songs, you never really got involved, too involved, because these groups never came out with a whole bunch more. One of those other bands is a band that I'm going to play next, a very good, very talented hair metal band out of Austin, Texas, formed in 1987. They put together four albums before they decided to disband in 2000. They reformed more recently, in 2007 and 2008. They played a handful of shows with all original band members. The band I'm talking about is a band that I went to back then. It was Silo or Sam Goody's also, and picked up this album called Dangerous Toys, and took it home and really fell in love with this group. And along with their song Teasin' Pleasin', this is their other song. This is Scared by Dangerous Toys. Yeah. Dangerous Toys here on All Hail Hair. Next group we're going to get into is a group that was popular back in the late 80s, along with a lot of the hair bands. This group, Kix, was started by Ronnie Eukins and Donnie Purnell in 1977, but did not come into popularity until probably the mid-80s, 87, 88. But in 1989, the band released their most popular album, Blow My Fuse. They've gone through a lot of changes. Eukins actually was kicked out of the band for a short time, actually right before that album was put out. Was able to come back in 1989, just before the album came out, he rejoined the band. And they came out with this, probably their most popular song. This is Kix, Don't Close Your Eyes.
Middle of a suicide.
That was Kix with Don't Close Your Eyes. And, of course, they are still together today. One of the other bands have performed at Rocklahoma along with Tora Tora. We're going to go ahead to the phone lines here at All Hair. Who do we have on the phone line with us?
This is the big dog, Benny Henderson Jr.
Benny. Benny, what's going on, buddy? What are you doing,
man? Song takes me back, man. I remember one of my first concerts, man, was Tesla, Great White, and Kix, man.
There you go.
And,
three great bands.
1990.
I'm sure that Tesla was the headliner, and Great White and Kix were backing up.
Exactly. Kix opened up, and then, of course, Great White, and then Tesla. And then a few years later, man, I went and seen Tesla and Firehouse. I love Tesla.
Wow.
But man, I remember, of course, you know, the music of that. What was that one song they had? It was just really, really excellent. Blow My Fuse, where that song was off of, which I never heard the song. The first time I ever heard Don't Close Your Eyes was actually live, and it was just the song just blew me away, man. It was just awesome.
It was a good times back then, Benny, wasn't it?
Oh well, it was back. I mean, come on, man. Here in 1990, I was probably about when you said I was 15. I mean, I didn't have a. I mean, shit. I mean, my parents paid the bills. You know,
right.
My problems. I had to go to school and try to be cool, man. You know, and that's back when rock. That's when music was music, man. I mean, we still have some of the bands. I mean, I'm grateful and thankful that, you know, some of the bands we used to jam to, man, are still playing. You know, like, you know, Kix is touring again. You know, Tesla, I believe they're still playing.
Still together.
You know, it's just, I'm glad that shows the test of time out there, man, with this music, because you see a lot of people who come together and they're overnight success, and that's all it is, one hit wonders, and it's done. A lot of that in rap, I should say. There are some rap groups that I do like that's lasted for many years, but you really notice it stands the test of time, man, these bands that stay together, you know, for 15, 20 years, man. I mean, here I am, man, jamming to it when I was 15 years old, and my son is 12, and now he's jamming to the same kind of music. That shows the testament of the music, you know, of the, you know, just of the greatness that it is.
Well, you know, Benny, my daughter, she is 10 years old, you know, I'll ask her what station she wants on the radio, and there's a classic rock station here in my area that plays basically hard rock, hair metal. And there's also another station that plays, you know, the newer, the Jonas Brothers, that type of stuff. And every time my daughter will go right to the hair metal. You know, she wants to hear Rat, she wants to hear Poison, she wants to hear Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, you know, that type of music. The music is around. And one thing I can say about the music that we're listening to tonight, that we're playing tonight, is it was a good time back then. It wasn't about the violence. It wasn't about, you know, who's getting over on who. It wasn't about the money. It was, you know, it was basically, you know, you want to get this girl. You want to do this. You know, you want to have a good time. You know, you're going to go out and drink. You're going to go out and try and get the this girl that maybe your friend has now, but you're going to get her later.
I want to get drunk and get laid, right? I mean, sorry. No,
exactly. That was the music. That was the message of the music back then. It wasn't go beat up somebody or go kill somebody.
Let's kill somebody. But no, you know, what is so great about a lot of things these days, a lot of the video games like Rock Band, Guitar Hero, it's bringing back a bunch of that older music that we listened to when we were kids, and now our kids are playing it on the games. Like, you know, I'll be honest with you. My son learned a lot of the music from Grand Theft Auto. They play a lot of the old. They got all these stations, and of course, you know, when I'm not whacking a cop or a hoochie on Grand Theft Auto, I'm driving down the road listening to the old 80s, 90s hair bands. And my son, man, he jams to Rat, and he loves Dio. Dio is one of his favorite groups. You know, Ronnie James Dio is just great.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you a funny story, man. About a month ago, if that long ago. My wife and kids and I were coming back from the store doing something, driving, and my little girl's singing a song, man. She's 8 years old, and 8 years old, you're thinking, oh, Hannah Montana or Jonas Brothers or some iCarly poor crap, right? My little girl's sitting there singing she was singing AC/DC. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, that's awesome. Now, that's not an 80s hair band, you know, although they were from the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know. But I'm just saying, the music, man, just regardless, I mean, it stands the test of time, you know. And, I mean, it's just, it's great. Like you said, it's great times. Ain't nothing but a good time. They're trying to have a good time, trying to hang out, trying to do that. It's not, like I said, it's not about violence. Of course, you know, I guess Guns N' Roses brought a little bit of that out, you know, when I punch somebody in the face. But Axl Rose has a few mental problems, I guess. But, you know,
yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, with Axl Rose.
Yeah, it was exactly. Just wanted to beat everybody up. But once you weigh like a buck 85, come on, let's get real. So, I mean, but it's just so great that the music, man, was so great. And, you know, I'm going to bring something up before. But there's a group, man, that I don't know if anybody knows of. And it was called a group that, come out in the late 80s, or I think maybe 90 or 91, to be honest with you. Maybe 89, 90. But John Bon Jovi, you know, John helped these guys. And they were from Germany, and they were called Gorky Park. And they had a song called Bang. All I know is it goes, do, 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 do. That's all I know because I can't speak German, of course. But it was just rock. I mean, it just bang your head, raise your fist, pump it. Yeah, you know, just kick ass, man. And that was music. Even though you know what the hell they were saying, man, it just rocked. You know what I mean? They could have been talking about me. You know what? If, you know, but I mean, it was just, it was really, really good. You know, but
Well, there was always a few of those bands out there. Loudness was another one, a Japanese hair metal band. You know, that had a song, and I cannot remember what the name of the song is, but they were pretty popular. Gorky Park was another one. Of course,
golly,
they played the Monster Rock in the 80s.
Loud throws me off, man. That has been that just, man, I'm, now I can see me in parachute pants. Cut off wife beater t-shirt, whatever they call them now, you know, t-shirt, you know. I couldn't grow long hair because it grew like a fro, you know what I mean? I had like a singer from Argo Speedwagon, and his hair grew. It didn't grow kind of long, but like a long fro. That's what mine looked like. So.
Oh no! I only thought Howard Stern looked like the guy
no.
from Kevin. I can't even remember Kevin. The lead singer of Kevin Cronin.
Yeah, I didn't have his nose and all that. I'm talking about just as far as hair goes. My brother was blessed. You know, he had long, real long. You know. Hair, you know, just kick butt. Everybody had long hair then, but me, man. If it was wet, it was long. But if it was dry, it was curled up. I looked like I was, you know, more into Rapper's Delight than I was, you know, Poison or Great White or Kicks, you know. But
nice. So what are you up to tonight?
Actually, I'm just kicking back, relaxing. You know, I'm working this weekend, so I got another. What, another 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, another 18 hours to go, 19 hours to go, and I'm home free for a few days.
All right. Anything that you want to hear from the show?
How about, what was that band, Nitro?
I got some Nitro. Actually, Nitro brings me back to going down to the Jersey Shore. Me and my friend Scott Allmiller. Blair and this, and I really thought that we were the only fans of this band. This is, absolutely. Nitro was a huge band, and, you know, Jim Gillette, who is now married to Lita Ford, is actually a bodybuilder and was into some mixed martial arts fighting more recently, and has been asked recently if he thought he wanted the band to get back together, and he was all for it.
Why would you want to be fighting or do anything else? You got Lita Ford at the house.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But have you seen Lita Ford recently?
I can think of a lot more things to do than be gone away from Lita Ford. I mean,
I'm gonna play you some Nitro. And actually, I'm gonna play you a double shot of Nitro. And you know, when we redo this, I'm gonna try and do this every other Saturday night. I'm going to get you some Gorky Park. So you give us a call back.
Yes. Got to have some Gorky Park. And I'll tell you another band, too, man, Danzig.
Danzig?
Remember
Danzig.
Yeah.
Yes,
that
I do.
That dude scared me.
From the Stooges.
He still scares me. All right, dog, man. God bless, man. Thank you for man, bringing back the old time. I feel so damn old, but, you know, the good times, man. I mean, now I wish I was at home to pop a top, but if I do not get fired, it's your fault for playing this awesome music.
I'll tell you what. This will be on the Fighting Words website, so you go ahead when you get home and re-listen to this and pop a couple tops.
I just said awesome. Now I feel like such a nerd, man. You bring it back when I was a kid, dude. That was so gnarly and awesome, Bob. Freaking,
killer.
It really, yeah, killer. I ain't going to say gagging the silver spoon, but you know what I mean.
Gotcha.
All right, man. Peace, man. Play me some Nitro.
You got it.
Rock.
Yeah.
Nitro. That was for Benny listening in at work. He's got 14 hours left of work. Wow. I only got 20 minutes left in the show. I want to make sure that you guys listen out there, that are listening out there, know that we're going to try and do this show at least twice a month. And if you have any songs that you want to hear, make sure you get a hold of us at Fightin' Words, F-I-G-H-T-I-N, Words, W-O-R-D-S, 1490 at yahoo.com. We want to hear from you. Any of the older hair metal bands that you want to hear from, or you want to hear about, if you want to know what's going on with the hair band nowadays, you just let us know. So, and of course, like I said, that was Nitro there for Benny. And Nitro, I really fell in love with Nitro. My friend and I, Scott Allmiller, we were heading down to the Jersey Shore one day, and we just happened to stop in Sam Goody, and we picked up this this tape. Actually, it was a cassette tape to make us feel older. It was a cassette tape, and we looked at the tape, and we said, hey, let's get it and try it out, which we did with a lot of these bands, Danger Danger, Badlands, which I'll be playing a little bit later, House of Lords, which I'm going to be playing right now, you know, Enough's Enough, Faster Pussycat. A lot of these bands, and we just kind of went in and picked up this cassette tape and decided that that we loved them. I'll tell you another band that we did that on. It was a band that kind of became a little popular, and a band that our caller just mentioned also is Guns N' Roses. Scott and I stopped in the Sam Goody and saw this brand new. The first day it came out, we picked it up. A lot of people thought we were crazy, and they turned out to be a pretty damn good band. Too bad that Axl Rose decided to destroy the band before it got to be the one of the biggest bands of rock and roll, which it would have become. But anyway, this next band is it was a band that was actually brought together, signed by Gene Simmons of Kiss, and it actually started out as Dufria before they were signed to the Simmons label. Gene Simmons actually changed their name to House of Lords and replaced the band's original vocalist with a vocalist named James Christian. Simmons really liked the material presented to him by Greg Dufria, and he decided, hey, look, let's do this. Let's put together an album. And the House of Lords, which this song, I Want to Be Loved, is off of, became their very first album in 1988, a little bit more heavier than the sound that this Dufria, the original band, was used to. But I'll let you listen to it. This is I Want to Be Loved by House of Lords. Of Lords, the Greg, actually the band Dufria before they were renamed to the band now that we know as House of Lords. House of Lords is still to this day touring together. Only member of the group from 1988, and this past song is the lead singer James Christian. They in 2010 they planned to continue touring, and they were going to be going through Europe and into the United States. So we'll see what happens with House of Lords. Our next band that I want to talk about is a band that I know a lot of us heard this song and didn't really know a whole bunch about this band, Enough's Enough, and their song "Fly High, Michelle" is one of my favorite songs. This band really did not do much as far as charting. This song here became popular in 1989. I remember listening to this as I was driving across the Penrose Bridge in Philadelphia and thinking this band is going to make it. But it seems drugs and alcohol really destroyed this band, even though there's some semblance of the band still left, although not one original member remains in this band. They all named themselves, the last name's Enough. I remember Chips Enough, who's one of the members of the band. He is no longer a member of the band. Like I said, there's some semblance of it remaining, but nothing really. So here you go with "Fly High, Michelle." We'll be right back. You're listening to All Hail Hair on Blog Talk Radio. I hope we're taking you back to the days where you really didn't have much responsibility. Your parents kind of took care of you. You were able to go out, you know, hang around with your friends, maybe ride around in the car. And your only worry was, you know, whether you're going to get that next girl or not. You know, back in the days where, you know, you didn't have to worry about world wars or anything like that. I mean, Ronald Reagan basically took care of everything for us, one of the best presidents I ever had, and I know that some of my friends are probably going to jump at me for that, but one of the best presidents we've ever had was Ronald Reagan, and he kept us safe in the 80s. 1988-89, former Ozzy Osbourne guitarist Jake E. Lee and former Black Sabbath members Ray Gillen and Eric Singer. Eric Singer, of course, is the was the drummer that joined Kiss in 1991, left after Peter Criss decided to come back, and has now, the most recent album, has rejoined Kiss as their drummer. These three decided to get together and form a band called Badlands. The first Badlands album was actually self-named Badlands, came out, and this song here, Dreams in the Dark, was their bestseller off this album. Here's Badlands.
Don't
Badlands with Dreams in the Dark here on All Hail Hair. One last song I'm going to leave you with before we say goodbye, and this is going to be the 1987 soundtrack to the Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. This is the soundtrack off of that. This is from Dokken. Not one of my favorite albums or not one of my favorite bands, but a pretty decent song here coming out. We'll listen in. We'll be back in about 2 weeks with All Hail Hair. I know we stumbled a little bit tonight, but hopefully you'll come back and give us a listen. Give us a call sometime, 347-202-0832. Here's Dokken, Dream Warriors. Thanks for listening, by the way. Oh, Dokken off the Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warrior soundtrack. And that's going to be All Hail Hair tonight. We'll be back again on the 16th of January, probably from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, or maybe even 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. But we'll let you know one way or the other. I hope you guys had a good time looking back on the 80s, on the hair bands. And please give us a call, or actually please give us an email for any music that you want to hear. Fightin' Words, FightinWords, 1490 at yahoo.com. Let us know, and I appreciate you listening. Thanks again.